Welcome to Familypreneur, the podcast for parent entrepreneurs
raising kidpreneurs.
It's time for your weekly dose of inspiration and actionable tips to build your business and find better balance, all while strengthening your family. And now we'd like to introduce your host.
She's my mom and thebomb.com,
Meg Brunson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Familypreneur podcast. Today's guest is on a mission to help women business owners grow their business with the most powerful and profitable digital marketing channel, email marketing. She helps mompreneurs launch their email marketing campaigns and coaches and consults on email marketing strategy. She's the host of the Working Moms Field Guide podcast and the brain behind Jen Wilson Creative. I'm excited to introduce you to Jen Wilson. Hey, Jen, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. I'm so excited to join this summit.
Yes, I'm excited to have you at the summit and, of course, to have you here with me today. And I would like to jump into some questions. So your presentation at the summit is going to focus on building a lead magnet. Can you talk to us a little bit about what type of businesses need a lead magnet?
You know, that's a great question, because I think that pre-COVID, many businesses, and especially maybe even brick and mortar businesses, felt that they didn't really need that digital piece, right? They felt like it's all relationship based, it's all people walking in. But when COVID hit, they realized, I need a different way to build relationships with people that don't rely on foot traffic, right? So really, all businesses can benefit from a lead magnet, whether you're physical business, local, brick and mortar, and especially if you're an online business, because the lead magnet is really the entry point or the gateway into your world. What you want to do is bring them away from all the noise and the distractions of whatever it is, right? Social media or competition. You want to bring them into your world. And the lead magnet is the mechanism to do that. So as a brick and mortar, you can have an enticing offer to get people to hand over their email address to you. Now they're in your world. Now you can begin to nurture that relationship over email and sell to them. I mean, you're going to not just send them promotional messages all the time, but my point is that you want to sell your product or your service. That's the whole goal here. So building that relationship over email gives you that opportunity, especially now when COVID has shut us down. So to answer your question, every business.
I do love how you answered it, though. And you're so right that, you know, before COVID hit, there were some people who kind of survive without building the online presence. And that's just not the case anymore. And we have no idea what the future is going to look like. And so it's in your best interest to just roll with these punches and ensure that you can survive online if need be. So that was a great answer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think our world has changed. And I think that even the most staunch brick and mortar, I don't need it, are starting to realize, if at least maybe they're not in agreement yet that I need this, but they do realize that they do need to figure out a way other than relying on the in-person. So yeah.
Yeah. So what else can attendees expect to learn from attending your session?
So we are going to basically, I've structured my session in three different parts. So the first part is just to talk about the email marketing sort of overview, the ecosystem, the whole thing about funnels. Okay. So understand how that whole thing works and then how the lead magnet fits into that. And then we dive into the actual strategy, because creating a lead magnet is strategic, or it should be. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but then don't expect that lead magnet to convert for you necessarily, right? So if you want one that's going to work for you, it's going to take some intentionality behind it. Now, I will say, like, for some businesses, it can be obvious what to offer. But for a lot of other businesses, it can be very difficult to figure out what to offer on that front end. So we're going to dive into, it's a five-step strategy of how to create that, have that intentionality behind it to really put your best, you know, your best chance out there. I mean, there's never any guarantees that anything is going to work. I mean, if there was an exact formula for each business, I mean, everybody would be killing it online, but there isn't, but we want to give our best effort out there. We don't want to just throw spaghetti against the wall. So we're going to get into the a five-step strategy. And then we kind of look at some case studies, some real life websites that I've come across online to dissect, you know, what kind of works, what makes them work, and what, you know, could use some work, and the reasoning behind that, because I think that pulls it all together for people to really kind of understand, okay, here's why, when we talked about the strategy, here's the pieces in real life, and here's why this one doesn't use that piece. That's why maybe that's one, this one is not as effective, and this one has all the components. That's why this one appears that it would work well.
Awesome. And it's going to be super valuable, because we need, you know, we need to not just have people on a social media channel. We need to get them over to an email list. And this is definitely the bridge to do that.
100%. I agree. We need to take them away from, that is a noisy place, right?
Yeah.
That is an extremely distracting place. And if you can capture someone that's interested in you and take them away from that into their inbox, it's magical.
Now, at the Organic Marketing Summit, we're focused on developing a marketing plan. Can you share your experience with why having a marketing plan, or having a plan in general, is essential for business success?
Oh, I can speak to that all day long.
You don't have to spend all day. Just a few minutes is fine.
Yeah, don't worry, Meg. I won't spend. But I will say that... Back in the day, so I started this whole online entrepreneurial journey many, 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 many years ago, okay? And I had zero plan. And guess what? Nothing worked, because I had no intentionality behind how I was going to drive traffic to a lead magnet that had no strategy behind it. And I wasted a lot of time, a lot of energy, which... those are all limited resources for us, mm-hmm. right? So that's why we attend stuff like the Organic Marketing Summit. That's why we learn the strategy behind the lead magnet, so that we don't waste all that time. And so I will say that that is my experience, because I have lived through kind of just, I'm going to start blogging. And, oh, I heard that I should build an email list. Oh, I heard that you should just offer something at the front end to put people on your list. Oh, but I don't have a way to drive traffic to it. So no one's opting in for it. Oh, now they are opting in for it. But now these people aren't buying what I'm offering. So you do need a plan behind everything. So start with, like with anything else, like Stephen Covey says, and with the lead magnet, start with the end in mind and kind of go and reverse engineer. What are the steps I need to get there? But that'll help you to build out your marketing plan.
Yeah. And one of the first steps that we really focus on is setting our goals, you know, so that's going to be day one of the summit. We're going to talk about setting our goals, and then the rest of the summit is how we can create the plan to get there. So perfect. Just a perfect, you know, lead into that summit.
Oh yeah. Perfect. I mean, start with those big goals, and then you're going to work backwards and break them down to the itty bitty. And that's,
Jen has so much more value to contribute, and she's going to be sharing it all with us at the Organic Marketing Summit, November 9th through 13th. So over the course of that week, attendees are going to be building their 2021 marketing plan alongside over 20 industry-leading experts who are invested in your success, just like Jen is. Tickets are completely free, so head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and reserve those free tickets right now before you forget, or before anything else distracts you. Thank you so much for being here today, Jen, and for sharing so much value with us.
Oh, thank you, Meg, for allowing me this opportunity, and I so look forward to meeting all of you in November.
Yes, it is going to be amazing. We both look forward to seeing you at the Organic Marketing Summit. Bye for now.
Bye.
Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and grab your free ticket to the Organic Marketing Summit today. It's happening November 9th through 13th, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Bye for now.
Do us a favor. Share this podcast to a friend. It's like my mom always says, sharing is caring.